Hey, folks, this is the February 27th, 2025 edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides, and it's a flashback, and we will be flashing back to March 19th, 2015. First half of the show is a lengthy interview with Cornerstone Carol Denny of Berkeley. She's a singer, she's a satirist, she's a writer. She's a community activist, and she compares the anti-homeless laws in Berkeley with our laws, or I compare them at her request, and we kind of go into the various groans that both unhoused communities suffer under. She also goes into merchant favoritism in Berkeley. I think I respond with similar stories about Santa Cruz, and the reactive standard overcharging that happens both with police forces and district attorneys. And finally, although probably she discusses other things, the outcome of the People's Park struggle of the 90s, of course People's Park is now being destroyed, redeveloped, huge cranes are standing in the middle of it, even before a final court decision is reached. But in those days, there were massive protests of people in the park, and the city and the university didn't have the, well, they decided not to do it. They're surrounding the park with 12 feet of containers, huge steel containers, as a kind of a barricade, anybody who might walk in, because they found that when they just put up fences or guards, people came in anyway. And said, don't do this to this community developed property. But what you're going to be hearing, as I said before, is 20 years old. So it's more historical than anything else. We have a discussion of then-Mayor Don Lane's refusal to make his emails accessible unless, there was no unless about it. I also asked him to go to the city manager to get an advisory opinion for him and other city council members, because often members of the public and lobbyists discuss business through emails and send it to the private addresses of their city council representatives or the general city council. And that is a form of lobbying. That is a form of connection that I think the community is entitled to know about. And I'm not sure what their current status is, but it wasn't good back then, and I was making points about it, and hopefully, if I get the energies and my voice back, I will similarly make points about it in the future, along with lots of other things which seem to come so thick and fast and get repeated and untreated that it's hard to sort of sort them all out together. You're going to hear about the Bearcat controversy, the armored vehicle that the city wanted to import on the recommendation of the police force, and the community, much of it, wanted not to have it there in the event of its being mistakenly turned against the community and peaceful protesters. And you'll hear Sam Farr, then representative, Jimmy Panetta, I guess, is our new guy, or their new guy, I should say. And what happened when we, or some of us, went to him and his record on, his very bad record on the Bearcat. And then you're going to hear some conversations on Pacific Avenue. Jason in a blankie, Bumblebee Jeweler, Wayne wondering why Joe's pizza place changed a homeless-friendly policy to a homeless hostel one. That place is no longer open. It's been closed and empty for years. And then a lot of music by Kevin Robinson and Chris of Eight Size Claws, and probably more that I've failed to talk about. So check it out. And if you see something on the street that you think needs community checkout, give me a call on the Huff line at 831-423-4833. And remember, don't confuse March 2015 with March 2025, which is now coming up. They ain't the same, but it is the same town. Take a listen and call me up and tell me what you think and tell me what you see on the streets in 2025. 423-4833.